After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Chapter 17, The Learned Brahmanas Predict Parikshit's Life Horoscope. Sri Suta Goswami said, "Thereupon, when all the good signs of the zodiac gradually evolved, the heir apparent of Pandu, who would be exactly like him in prowess, took birth. King Yudhishthir, who was very satisfied with the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, had the purificatory processes of birth performed. Learned Brahmanas, headed by Domya and Kripa, recited auspicious hymns. Upon the birth of a son, the king, who knew how, where, and when charity should be given, gave gold, land, villages, elephants, horses, and good food grains to the Brahmanas. The learned Brahmins, who were very satisfied with the charities of the king, addressed him as the chief amongst the Purus, and informed Yudhishthir that his son was certainly in the line of descent from the Purus. This spotless son has been restored by the all-powerful and all-pervasive Lord Vishnu. The Lord has done this just to oblige you. The child was saved when he was doomed to be destroyed. Destroyed by an irresistible supernatural weapon. For this reason, the child will be well known in this world as Vishnu Rat, one who is protected by the personality of Godhead. O Yudhishthir, O most fortunate one, there is no doubt that this child will become a first-class devotee and will be qualified with all good qualities." The good King Yudhishthir then inquired, "O great souls, will he become as saintly a king? Will he be as pious in his very name and as famous and glorified in his achievements as others who appeared in this great royal family?" The learned Brahmanas then said, "O son of Pritha, this child should be exactly like King Ikshvaku, son of Manu, in maintaining all those who are born. And as for following Brahminical principles, especially in being true to his promise, he shall be exactly like Lord Ram, the personality of Godhead, the son of Maharaj Dasharath. This child will be a munificent donor of charity and protector of the surrendered, like the famous King Shibi of the Ushinara County. And he will expand the name and fame of his family like Bharat, son of Maharaj Dushyanta. Amongst great bowmen, this child will be as good as Arjuna. He will be as irresistible as fire and as unsurpassable as the ocean. This child will be as strong as a lion and worthy as a shelter of the Himalayas. He will be forbearing like the earth, as tolerant as his parents. This child will be like his grandfather, Yudhishthir, or Lord Brahma, in equanimity of mind. He will be munificent like the lord of Kailas Hill, Shiva. And he will be the resort of everyone, like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. That Narayan is even the shelter of the Goddess of Fortune. This child will be almost as good as Lord Krishna by following in his footsteps. In magnanimity, he will become as great a king as Runti Dev. And in religion, he will be exactly like Maharaj Yayati. This child will be like Bali Maharaj in patience, a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna like Prahlad Maharaj. He will be a performer of many Ashwamedha horse sacrifices and a follower of the old and experienced men. This child will be the father of kings who will be like sages. For world peace and for the sake of religion, he will be the chastiser of the upstarts and the quarrelsome. And after hearing about his death, which will be caused by the bite of a snake bird sent by the son of a Brahmin, he will get himself freed from all material attachment and surrender unto the personality of Godhead, taking shelter of Lord Krishna. After inquiring about proper self-knowledge from the son of Vyasadeva, who will be a great philosopher, this child will renounce all material attachment and achieve a life of fearlessness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.